Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Bob Neese is here, too. Bob is a new friend. He is an award-winning scientist and researcher, former chief scientist at Express Scripts, co-developer of Consumer Knowledge, which is about behavioral science. He's the author of a new book called The Power of 50 Bits. This is fascinating work, research that he's done, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to help us get smarter and make better decisions. Dr. Bob Neese, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the book. And I will also, folks, I'll tell you that Bob is joining us from the heartland of Italy. Right, Bob?
That's right. The eastern side and middle of the country. Beautiful
right
here.
Yeah, it is beautiful country there. Bob, again, congratulations on the book. One of the things that you talk about in the book is in any given second, our brain is bombarded with 10 million bits of information, but we're only able to process about 50 of those bits. And so that's a lot of triaging our brain is having to make to get through to the good stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, so the book, The Power of 50 Bits, is written to be a practical field guide that anybody can use at work or at home to improve behavior, or behavior of our customers, behavior of our coworkers, our loved ones, and ourselves. And as you say, it's based on this fact that I find really fascinating about the way our brains work. So your brain and my brain, they each process about 10 million bits of information a second. That's a phenomenal amount of information. It's the throughput that's sort of equivalent to the original Ethernet cable.
Mm-hmm.
But the conscious part of our brains, the part that we think of as our minds, the deliberate decision-making part, that can only run at 50 bits per second. So attention is really a very, very scarce resource. And, you know, essentially our brains are wired for inattention and inertia, and that's really what's at the heart of many of our bad behaviors and inability to sort of behave the way we want.
That's a lot of buffering, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, if you think 10 million bits, if you represented that as a cup of sugar, then the deliberate decision-making part of your brain would be 10 grains of sugar. So
wow,
it's just a really, really scarce resource that we have, and we point it at things that are either pressing or pleasurable, and as you can imagine, a lot of important decisions are neither of those, and we do let those things slide, and creates a gap between.
And so you're saying because we're not as likely to, whenever we're not as likely to choose the right 50 bits, when we choose to whatever ratio of the wrong bits, we wind up with wrong results.
Well, what happens is that we only have this scarce 50 bits, and we can only use it on certain things. We can't pay attention to everything 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And much of the time, we just sort of make do with the status quo, which is okay in the near term, but over the longer term leads to behaviors that, you know, we don't really like.
So are you saying that we can actually do a better job? You're not going to help us get 60 bits a second.
No, I'm sorry.
You're going to help us choose the 50 in a better way.
Yeah, and, my wife tells me she doesn't even think I have 50 bits anymore. She may be.
I started to ask you if your method works on spouses, and it sounds like it doesn't. So,
my wife would hope it would work on me,
right.
I think.
Give us some ideas on how we can do a better job, and some of the things that are in our way of doing a better job of choosing the right bits.
Yeah, exactly. So as I say, attention is incredibly scarce, and we pointed at things that are either pressing or pleasurable, and that means a lot of important decisions don't get the attention that they need. So the book lays out 7 strategies that readers can use to address this problem. See, when you have a limited amount of attention, there over time is a gap between what you really would like to do, your intentions,
mm-hmm.
and what you actually do, your behaviors. And many of us in the behavior change field have been barking up the wrong tree for the longest time. So we look at people's bad behaviors, and we implicitly or explicitly assume that means they've got bad intentions, and then we start going after strategies and tactics to change people's underlying intentions, mm-hmm. and we're disappointed when we don't get good results. The reason we don't get good results is that's not really the problem. Most people have good intentions. So the book lays out these seven strategies that you can use.
The first one is require choice. Tell us what you mean by that.
Yeah, so I don't know if you've ever been to PetSmart. It's a pet food store, and they have a charity. They have a charity that's associated with it, and they use this strategy to a fantastic, extent and outcome for them. So when you're checking out, after the person has scanned all of the stuff, and you've already swiped your credit card, and the only thing standing between you and PetSmart getting your money is, you sort of sign in. A question pops up on the terminal, and it says, do you want to donate to help save homeless pets? And it mm-hmm. just asks you yes or no, and it gives right. you some choices. PetSmart charities understand that there's a lot of latent interest in donating to their charity, but it's not going to see the light of day unless they stop people and sort of grab them metaphorically by the shoulders and mm-hmm. say, we need your 50 bits for 10 seconds. Do you want to donate or do you not want to donate? And it's worked fantastically for them. From 2007 to 2011, the country went through the recent recession.
Right.
Individual contributions are down 3%. Contributions over that same period to PetSmart charities were up 85%.
Wow.
So just stopping people and saying, I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm not even telling you what you should do. But you have to tell us what you want.
How can we apply that to our employees, to the people around us, our employees and our customers?
Yeah, well,
not electronically, so to speak.
Right. Some things. What you want to do is get people to stop and think rather than just behave mindlessly. So an example of something like this, it's actually a little closer to the opt-out or let-it-ride strategy. If you're an employer and you think your employees are too sedentary, there's a couple of strategies to use. The old school would be you put up flyers and you say, we're going to have an educational session right. about the importance of getting up out of your chair. Nothing would happen, frankly. Mm-hmm. Or you could go into the conference rooms and remove all the chairs and put them someplace mm-hmm. far away. So that if somebody really wanted to sit down, they could. But they'd have to actively.
But that's you imposing on them. How do we get them to choose the right decision?
Well, I think most of us actually want to do the right thing, and that's why when January 1st rolls around, there's so many of us making New Year's resolutions. The
right.
problem isn't that people want to make the right decisions; it's that they never get around to implementing them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why stopping people and saying, yes or no, left or right, up or down, what do you
think
want to
about
do?
That, folks? We're going to take a quick break. The book is called The Power of 50 Bits by Bob Neese. Neasse is how you spell his last name. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk some more about this with Bob Neese after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassie here. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.